with the fun.
Oh yeah, it's 6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636 if you want to throw me off my rhythm. Yes, Scott Walker died. I will never be able to do a tribute as fitting as the one. A great song about nothing good. That was awesome. No, I wouldn't. But anyway, you will hear some Walker Brothers first set in tribute. And some other stuff. I rarely, if ever, break new music. But I think I'm going to throw a couple of tracks in early on in the show. Anyway, glad some of you have tuned in. Hopefully the rest of you will come around. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
just couldn't hear. I can hear the
time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. And yes, be your own advocate when it comes to health things. Don't always follow that advice, but do it. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Now, the one thing I can do is see pretty good. And they have this gigantic print now on the Spinatron. So anyway, you just heard Petula Clark. This was one of the two requests for the same song. And I knew I had this around. It was on the compilation Scratch My Back, Pie Beat Girls, 1963 to 68. And it was how it came out originally on Pie in 1965 in the UK. Where's my head's at? Anyway, for that Walker brother, Scott Walker, who passed this past Monday, the age of 76, doing a jerk, the B-side, to make it easy on yourself. Edwin Starr in 25 Miles came out in 1969 on the Gordy label, and we kicked it off with the Shag and Stop and Listen. Believe it or not, that was a major label release. Came out in Capitol in 1967, but I ain't gonna lie. Right off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 10, came out in 1984 on AIP. That was, at least I wasn't lying completely. I did do it off the vinyl version. I don't think there's a CD on all those Highs in the Mid-60s. I don't know if there's a CD release on any of them. I got all of them. I got all of them on vinyl. Anyway, we got something all queued up and ready to go. Gotta undiscombobulate myself so I can prepare for this very talk break. These are the Desperate Hours.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Let me me take you on a sea cruise. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Let me take you on a sea cruise. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby.
Played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Singing the blues.
6:31 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. You just heard the 5 Teen Beats and Time to Walk, a track released in 1961 on the Big Top label. Before that, Frankie Ford going out to Joe Lacy and Sea Cruise, track originally released on the Ace label in the USA in 1959. I have the compilation, The Golden Age of American Rock and Roll, Volume 7, came out in 1998 on the Ace label of the UK. Well, that Herman Hermit's original, not original, but I mean off the first album. Oh, what am I thinking? They were covering Frankie Ford. Herman Hermit, Sea Cruise off the first album, 1965 on MGM, and Tanya Tucker channeling Chuck Berry, and Brown Eyed Handsome Man off the TNT album, came out in 1978 on MCA. Yes. Anyway, let's get back into it. Some all queued up, ready to go. Why not? He's out of the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I can get a message through, and I'll tell you about it. Are my methods unsound?
You heard songs about this. You heard songs about that. You heard songs about people.
odds and be wrong. I guess you know now, it's not for you that I long. Yeah, 'cause I found me a girl. Ah, she's so good and true. So now be gone with you, baby. I said I'm through with you. You're cheating all your lies anymore. I'm getting rid of you right this minute now. Ow, and I mean it. I want to tell you one thing right now. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm going to just take you out of the night like you're going out. Yeah, I'm not going to take it. I mean it.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
The hour of 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, just heard a band called The Piers and Once Upon a Time, a track originally released on the Lee Jack label in 1966. I got off the compilation Hitsville Volume 3, came out in 1995 on Cramden. Well, that the Moondogs did, As Time Goes By, originally released on the Bofuzz Enterprises label in 1966. I got off the compilation Highs the Mid-60s Volume 13. Boys, Did You Deceive Me. There's a bunch of pilot errors. What are you going to do in this set? I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 2. Came out in 2004 on Norton. And it was originally released on the MC label in 1966. King Coleman before that, and Alley Rat from the Talking Trash compilation. Came out on the Greasy label in 1991. Originally released on the Kenco label in 1961. And the Liverbirds kicked off. Before that, the Liverbirds did Talking About You off the compilation Destroy That Boy. Came out in 2009 on Ace. Originally released on the Star Club label in Germany in 1965. And before that, the Juveniles kicked off the set with I Wish I Could, a track released on the Zap label in 1968. I got off the compilation You're Playing With Fire, which came out in 2003. Anyway, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls across the internets, all I got to do is make an ID. How do you do that, you ask? All I got to do is mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours and all their possible combinations. Your name, stage name acceptable, general geographic area, planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a waver and MP3 out of it, and either email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, or you can like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. Throw me a bone. You can message me there. I finally figured out how to drop MP3s and WAVs out of there. But anyway, let's get back into it. This next set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I hope you're digging it. If you don't, you know what to do. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
Oh, will she thrill me? Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi.